Yo, what's good? I am back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video, one of my favorites, the Black Conservative Perspective, reacting to another one of my favorites, Dr. Phil. Before we do that, let's give you a word from one of our sponsors.
Are you a musician looking for music marketing and promotion? Then look no further than Promo Palace LLC, your one-stop shop for all music promotion services. Services include Spotify playlist pitching, YouTube video promotion, record pool promotion, blog placements, radio airplay promotion, SoundCloud promotion, and much more. With over 2,000 customers and over 10 years of experience in online promotion, Promo Palace LLC is a company you can trust. For more info, please go to promopalace.biz. See you there.
That's right. You heard a beautiful lady in the online marketing promotions. Please go to promopalace.biz, your one-stop shop. All right, let's get into it. Mr. Greg Foreman, Black Conservative Perspective, reacting to Dr. Phil.
Oh, boy. I'm not sure if you guys watch Dr. Phil, right? I've never really been a fan of the show, so I can't say how the show used to be in the past, but Dr. Phil has basically become a political talk show, right? It's become a political debate show, and I kind of like the direction that it's going in, okay?
I think
he's having some great conversations on that show when it comes to both sides of issues in this country. And in this exchange right here, Dr. Phil had to show his own bias, right, in terms of how he feels about an issue when it came to the defund the police issue. And I don't blame Dr. Phil, because a vast majority of Americans in this country, even liberals, okay, feel the same way that Dr. Phil feels about this issue of defund the police. As there was a woke activist on the show who, of course, was coming up here spewing this nonsense, this rhetoric about how we don't need police, and how he's a victim, and how criminals are not at fault for the crimes that they commit, because it's all the white man's fault.
Yeah.
It's society's fault, and yada, 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 right? We all know the woke talking points that they use to justify defunding the police. Dr. Phil wasn't having it, right? He actually set this woke activist straight with a reality check on why we need police. It is absolutely glorious. Take a look.
What your question is presuming is a world as it exists currently, right? And so when I say, oh, I don't believe there's a role for that, there's a need for police, what I'm saying is that there has been so little investment in creating the conditions under which police would not be necessary. And that is the issue. That is the
make believe fairy tales
creations of the society in which they live in. And if you are a society that has such massive inequality, and you are a society that is based on racial and gendered hierarchies, and you are a society that deprives people of the resources that they need to live, talking about housing, clean water, food, all of these things that are part of an equitable society, you're talking about people that will do desperate things in order.
What he fails to realize is that every society ever in history has had criminals, but let's keep it moving.
To survive. And so you're not solving anything by arresting those people. You are not solving anything by shooting and killing those people.
I agree with you 100% on society's failures about how that person became a criminal. My point is we also live in the here and now. And if somebody
reality
invades my home and has my wife held hostage in the bedroom tonight,
sure.
I don't give two about where they came from tonight.
Thank you, Dr.
Phil.
What I care
about is a solution.
No,
tonight.
He don't. No, he don't.
That doesn't mean that we don't need to solve the problem so my grandchildren don't get held hostage in their bedrooms, sure, 20 years from now. But when you say we don't need police because of developmental failures, That doesn't solve the problems that are occurring tonight, tomorrow night, the next night. Those things have to.
Yeah, he's living in a fairy tale world, make believe world.
I hear you.
No, he doesn't.
That is the fear that continues to drive us toward more policing.
No, that is the reality in which we live. That's not a fear. Fear is the anxiety or anticipation of something that may happen. What I'm describing is something that is happening, and we have to have guardrails. We have to have someone to turn to. We have to have someone on the end of 911.
Yeah.
You know what? Before Greg goes in, I get notifications from people.com all the time. Every single notification is some batshit crazy like situation. It is really is. It's some batshit crazy situation. Just complete violence, murder and killing going on day to day to day to day. So, you know, this idea, I mean, I've been robbed at gunpoint before. People broke in my place and stole my stuff before, you know, like this idea you can't, you know, you're not supposed to defend your livelihood or your life if somebody, you know, like this idea that if somebody comes in my apartment while I'm here and I have to defend myself and they kill me by locking them up, that you're not fixing the problem. No, lock them motherfuckers up. What the fuck are we talking about here, man? Let's let Greg take it away.
That was amazing, right? Dr. Phil is so annoyed by this guy and his cuckoo for Cocoa Puff unicorn reality.
Thank you.
That he had to curse, right?
So I unicorns.
Ish. Maybe make believe. Right? But if my wife has been held hostage in my house, I want police there ASAP. And I think 99.999% of people in this country feel that way.
I'm not right? calling the police.
And this is why the defund the police movement
I'm gonna handle it myself.
In the Democrat Party and in the progressive space is so unpopular, right? Because most people know the reality that we live in the sense that we have criminals who are out here committing crimes who, you know, again, if something happens, you know, you need police right now. Again, some people argue that, you know, police only show up after the fact or whatever, but I think that most people agree that police at the very least are preventative. Even
yeah, you know what, we either need police or we need to be able to keep our guns and whatever weapons we need to defend ourselves. It's one or the fucking other, but neither these far left cuckoo, what do you say, cuckoo for Cocoa Puff unicorn reality motherfuckers, they would have you have no police and take away all our guns, so they would have us all be victims of criminals, because every society has criminals. Every single society in history has had criminals, has had people that prey on other people. It's not always that, oh, the environment creates criminals. That's horseshit. Some people are just mean and evil and will prey on the super weak and super duper nice and the people that are scared shitless. That's the thing. Like this dude, you're talking about fear. He acts like we all identify as honey badgers or something. Like we're all fucking fearless in society. We're not all fearless in society. Like we all have fears, you know, unless except the person that's just conquered all their fears. But we all have a fear, some kind of fear. My fear is not reaching my financial point of success that I've deemed successful before I die. My fear is not dying. My fear is not reaching this point that I want to reach before I die. Let's keep it moving.
No, you know, sometimes they may not show up on time. They show up after the crime is committed.
Of course they don't.
I get that. But at the very least, they are preventative.
Preventative.
And
yes.
They do go after the criminals once they commit the crimes. They do the investigations, which is responsible for getting the criminals off the street. But in this guy's world, right, he probably wants to let all the criminals out on the street because they can do no wrong, right? Yeah. They're not inherently bad. They're only bad because the white man made them bad, right? Society made them bad. There's so much sexism and bigotry and racism in society. That's the only reason they're committing these crimes, right? They're committing crimes out of desperation. We've heard these arguments before. And this is why I think that all these woke activists, they need to really go spend time in a developing or a third world country for at least a week.
Yes.
You will see what real poverty and real desperation
I lived in Panama. I've seen real poverty.
In the United States of America, and people can disagree with me this if you want, but I just from my experience, you know, seeing the world, we don't have like actual true abject poverty here in the United States.
Nope.
It doesn't exist. I mean, even our homeless are living pretty good compared to the homeless in some of these other countries around the world.
He's right. I lived in Panama for a few years when I was younger, and we would go to this city called Colon City, and it was the poorest thing I've ever seen in my entire life, like certain parts of the city. We could literally could tell we were in the city by the stench. You could smell the city. That's how bad it was. It was real poverty, not like, you know, what they claim is like ghetto. There's no ghettos in America. That's horseshit. It's just governmental housing developments. This idea that they're ghettos, no, they're not real ghettos. That's bullshit. And the fact that they're calling it a ghetto, like the ghetto came from, if I'm not mistaken, the Jewish prison camps, if I'm not mistaken, you know, so the fact that you're comparing it to that is really bogus. It's, I think some people might would deem that anti-Semitic and whatnot, but he's right. We don't got true poverty here compared to other countries. Why is it that, this doesn't apply to white criminals too? You know, like criminals are criminals. People choose to be criminals. They choose to be criminals. You know how I know? Because I chose to commit crimes when I was younger. I chose to follow other people's leads. And that's typically what it is. They're following, you know, Denzel Washington said it best. Typically, these people don't have fathers in their homes like I didn't. And we go looking for a father figure in the neighborhood, somebody that we look up to that we think is just so cool and can't do no wrong, and we want to be just like him. And he turns out to be a scumbag criminal. Like the person that got me into rapping was a scumbag, greedy criminal who took me down his paths, and I let him, being a young and dumb at the time, you know, juvenile, I followed his lead, but as I came older, I said, screw this. And, you know, I got to think for myself. I can't be a puppet, be a robot to the scumbag. I've heard enough, man. Thank you, Dr. Phil. Like, these people don't, they live in this fairy tale world where everything and everybody's supposed to be perfect. You know what I'm saying? That's the thing. There's always going to be poverty. And if I'm not mistaken, there's more poor white people in America than any other race because there's more white people in America. You know, but it is, you know, it is what it is. Me and my mom stayed in a two-bedroom apartment that was $150 a month. You know, in 1985, it had no central air, no central heat. It actually burnt down a couple weeks before Christmas because of kerosene heater. My mom had to work literally, you know, 6 days a week, long hours. And yeah, man, I mean, we didn't have nothing. And we lost everything, you know what I'm saying? We lost every single thing. Once again, I want to thank you for tuning in, Paul Pickett Podcast, and I'm out.